Good morning and welcome to day 16 of the Lenten daily videos here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I'm Pastor Scott and we continue with our theme, God's Story, Our Story. After 15 days, hopefully you've gotten into the rhythm of watching these videos each day, and we have certainly gotten into the rhythm of recording them. Today is Saturday. I hope you had an opportunity to sleep in a little this morning, probably more important to those of you who are still working. Those of you who are retired, you may never sleep in, or you may always sleep in, who knows. Nonetheless, it's good to be with you this morning as we continue to look at the story of the feeding of the 5,000 as recorded in Mark's Gospel. And yesterday we talked about you know, how God takes our meager offerings and multiplies them, and that the people shared with one another, and that was maybe a miracle in and of itself. And today, as we move forward in the story to the actual feeding of the 5,000, Jesus had the people gather into small groups, which I think is significant and important, because in those groups, then they actually dined together. And I think something important happens when we gather to share a meal together. There's hospitality provided. There's community that is created as we share a meal together. Relationships are developed and deepened as we share a meal together. I'm standing this morning here in the chancel at the altar where on Sundays we share a meal together. We share Holy Communion together, which demonstrates our unity in Christ, but it also demonstrates our unity in our sinfulness, each of us equally in need of God's mercy and grace for the forgiveness, the redemption that we receive through the elements, through this sacred meal that we share together. Here at Ascension, at the end of each table, each meal, the distribution of communion, we gather, we hold hands to demonstrate our unity, and we receive a blessing together, demonstrating the unity, the communion, right? I mean, the literal coming together. And that can happen at around any table. A similar unity can happen around any table when people are gathered together to share a meal and with intentional fellowship. You've probably grown tired of hearing me talk about the restaurant that Robin and I eat at quite often in our neighborhood, but there, in that restaurant, with a meal shared, not even, you know, we don't even share the cost of it necessarily, and we don't even cook it as we order it off the menu, but I can tell you that relationships have definitely been developed in that neighborhood restaurant where people come together to eat, knowing those of us who are regulars, knowing you're going to run into people from the neighborhood, people you know, and even if you go in to dine alone, you won't be alone long. As they shared their resources to provide this meal for the multitudes, they also then became part of a community. And that's part of the magic, I think, that happens when we share meals together. So I encourage you to do so, whether it's going to a neighborhood restaurant, inviting somebody over to your house to eat, or any variation thereof, and see how communion is actually established through the breaking of bread, through the sharing of a meal together. Tomorrow we will not have one of these videos. We will gather for worship in this space, and so that will be live streamed. You're welcome to join us in person or online, and I'll see you Monday for day 17 of our Lenten video series. Take care.